Agents of Change.
The United States is regarded as the land of freedom, something that gives great pride to the citizens of this nation. Yes, it's true, they have the Statue of Liberty, and freedom penetrates and fills American history, echoes from all sides. You read about it in all the signs. But it's enough to go back 60 years to understand that it hasn't always been like that. It was only in 1964 that an ancient tradition of more than 300 years, the racial segregation, came officially to an end. Despite the abolition of slavery by Abraham Lincoln, there were deep differences in the treatment of black people compared to white people. The road to the recognition of equal rights was still very long. Ku Klux Klan aggression against black people, who were believed to threaten American purity, were commonplace. Therefore, the abolition of slavery strengthened racist ideology, and many states implemented discriminatory laws, such as the prohibition of celebrating mixed weddings and interracial unions. Segregation began in every sphere of society, in schools, in cinemas, in hospitals. Even the possibility of exercising one's right to vote, especially in the states of the South, became more and more difficult, hindered by an infinite amount of bureaucratic obstacles designed for African Americans. This was the United States Josephine Baker had to live in, and that she partly contributed to change. Born in St. Louis in 1906, Josephine Baker spent her childhood in the terrible climate of racial segregation, making the fight for civil rights one of the objectives of her existence. Saving money, as soon as she became a teenager, she managed to buy a ticket to attend the Boxer Washington theater shows, reserved for black people only. Here she matured her love for dancing and singing, until one day she managed to persuade the theater director to give her an audition. Thus, her career as a dancer in the small theater of St. Louis began. But Baker dreamed big. She was not satisfied with fame in just the city, and so she landed in Europe. When she arrived in Paris, she made her debut on stage at the Ville Lumière, enchanting the public with her sensuality and irony, and pillaring racial prejudice reserved to black culture. In fact, when she appeared on stage in Paris, barely 19 and wearing little more than a pearl necklace and a skirt made of bananas, her spiritual and sensual movement left the audience astonished. Her joyful and controversial dance turned her into a star. Far from the stage, and indeed taking advantage of the fame, she was just as avant-garde, and not only for the pet choice. She had an adopted cheetah named Chiquita. Despite renouncing American citizenship, she was deeply involved in African-American civil rights movement. Her commitment to defending human rights was exemplary. By refusing to dance in front of segregated audience and boycotting theaters and music halls, she became one of the first black artists to perform for an integrated audience, and she was the only woman having the opportunity to give a speech at the March on Washington for Work and Freedom in 1963, in front of a crowd of 250,000 people. Admirable was also her active role during World War II. She worked for the Red Cross during the occupation of France. As a member of the Free French Forces, she also entertained troops in both Africa and the Middle East. Perhaps most importantly, however, Baker did work for the French Resistance, at times smuggling messages in her sheet music. Her life has been a testimony of political and social commitment, as she said in her speech at the march. "You know, I've always taken the rocky path. I never took the easy one, but as I get older and as I knew I had the power and strength, I took the rocky path. I tried to smooth it out a little. I wanted to make it easier for you. I want you to have the chance at what I had, but I don't want you to have to run away to get it." This is Giulia Peroni from Brescia, Italy, for Agents of Change podcast. For the world goes to where we take it.